It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no practice today. So we're recording this on a Thursday. Practice was on a Wednesday yesterday. It's like, not to sound like an old player like Richie and like Ike, but come on, man. Like, camp at least is supposed to be like 2-3 days in a row to start. I feel like there should be something along those lines. So the one benefit, though, is we can really talk about yesterday. I can really let you know everything that happened. Done a few WIP hits since then, which are in the feed. And we have the interviews in the feed, too. But this will be my chance to like really dive into it for more than like 8 or 9 minutes at a time. So it brings me that excitement of getting able to relive practice again in a way.
Yeah. And again, I'm living it for the first time. I literally know nothing. I know zero things that happen in practice.
Good job.
It's like I'm a man of bad takes, right? Like
exactly.
That one.
Yeah. There's your version.
That's my version. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the Eagles are kind of like flexing their, we won the training camp debate last year. We were right. No one can mess with us anymore because we had 22 of 22 starters and ready for the Super Bowl. And we started 8-0 and like all the stuff you're worried about. Guess what? We proved it wasn't true. So like we're gonna do whatever the hell we want. But I'm with you. Like every other day is like it's so funny. You hear like Richie, perfect example, because I hear it all the time when he'll talk about like the like agita and angst he used to get before training camp, like knowing training camp was coming and knowing that he was gonna get like the crap kicked out of him and he was going to be like two-a-days and Andy Reid and like intensity and like pushing sleds and all that. And it's like, it really is. And again, not saying they're not doing it right. They win. They're right. But it is to your point. It's like a completely different world now for them.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this. So last year, obviously, and we'll get into the training camp stats, by the way, I think I'm going to do something. You tell me if you think this is a good idea or not. I think I'm going to create a Google Doc that all the like roadies, real one out of downloaders can log into and check the training camp stats. Daily.
Whoa.
That's pretty high tech, right? I feel like that's pretty cool.
Oh, buddy. Yes. Yeah. Clued people in.
Real one Justin showed me how to do it. So like,
shout out to real one Justin.
Yeah.
I met a couple real ones at the fish show, by the way.
Really?
Shout out to Eric. Shout out to Julian. Met a couple who came up. I'm a roadie. I'm a real one. I was like, hell yeah, buddy.
The Go Birds audience.
I love you more than other people here. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. Yes. I'll give you credit. You are very energetic for 2 straight days of being at
the I know. When the light goes on, buddy, you know me.
Yeah, like you're a star.
We're done recording, I am like climbing into bed and watching TV for the rest of the day with zero energy. So I'm laying it all out right now.
Well, I have a dentist appointment at 3 o'clock. So I am not excited about that. I'll give you credit too. You're probably like, you going recently that my other friend Sam went, I'm like, I should really go. I guarantee
you
something's going to need
my
to be
man.
Done. But
yeah, well,
fingers
it's worth
crossed.
Going. It's worth going. Trust me, I've got a lot of dental work. So
to circle all the way back yesterday.
Oh yeah. Eagles. Hey.
Yeah. Right. Yesterday they did 21 reps on the first team offense. The first day of camp last year, they did 20. So not a big difference. It's just one more rep, but it wasn't fewer reps. So I think coming into camp, I was curious to see last year Hurts did, it was like 416 first team reps. I wanted to see if it was going to be more or less on the pace for more, only by a handful. But to your point, like they've earned the benefit of the doubt. There is part of me that feels like, hey, do a tough training camp. You're coming off the Super Bowl, like send a message in camp. But the decision maker in me would always lean towards how they do things because we know it works. So day one, it was definitely a physical practice. Red zone are always the most intense competitive drills. Even the 7-on-7s are intense. So it was a good practice, but only, you know, 58 minutes. Got the reps in, which is really all that matters. It's not the final time, it's the reps. And they got more reps in than last year. So an impressive first practice, I guess I would say, for how they handled it.
You've always said, too, that, you know, being down there with the Sirianni practices, that they feel intense for the time that they are, that you feel like they, it might only be an hour, but they get it in that hour. Yep. So, all right, let's dive in. I can't believe we've gone 6 minutes without just like diving into all your takes on. Again, I know nothing. All right. So the floor is yours. Like, where do you normally, I just be like, hurts. Tell like, what do you feel like should be the lead? This is the first training camp pod of the season. Elliot, the floor is yours, buddy.
I feel like I'm back in college where you have to like decide what the main topic is and like that. All right. Here's what I think all Eagles fans should know off of yesterday. Nolan Smith, man. Like, I have not been this in on a player, like maybe since Jordan Matthews. Like, this is, I am like planting my flag firmly. Nolan Smith was awesome yesterday. And I think I haven't said this, but I think it's like such a good sign. So Nolan Smith yesterday runs with the second team defense. He's there with the second team defensive line. First play, first snap, gets around the edge, gets past the offensive tackle, gets to Marcus Mariota, and he doesn't strip the ball from him, but Mariota has to move up. He's clearly uncomfortable after being moved off of his spot, and the ball shakes loose and he drops it. So Nolan Smith didn't force the fumble, but that fumble doesn't happen without Nolan Smith getting there. So no, that was one standout play from him. When you watch him run in the open field, it's extremely impressive to me for a player that is that size and is playing that position. Again, I don't think he's undersized. It's not like when you say a safety that converted to linebacker is a really good athlete for that position. Like, no, Nolan Smith is a defensive end. He is a defensive end's body, but the way he moves, it's just his first step. It's incredible. Lane Johnson said afterward that he's been really impressed with him. Brandon Graham said he's been really impressed with him. I can't believe this dude fell to him at 30. It's day one, snap one. Like, I understand that he has a long way to go to prove things. And as much as I'm creating this hype, of course you should give him time to adjust the NFL. But I think the Eagles should be just so excited about what they got in him, so excited about what they saw in practice. I think he's going to be really, really good.
You love him. You,
I'm telling you, man. I think this dude is going to be awesome.
You love Nolan Smith. Yeah. I do too. I think he looks
great. He's like my Nakobe.
But he clearly is. Yeah. He like, and look, I think he's, you know, I wanted them to draft him at 10, you know, much less 30. So I'm excited about it. I think the upside with this kid is through the roof, the athletic ability, all that stuff. To the point you made though, look, he is still someone who they're going to have to figure out how to use him the right way. And luckily, you know, with Reddick, it's a perfect spot and all that to know how to use players like that and all that, but give this kid a chance. Like, he is not a prototypical step right in edge rusher right this second.
Well, he doesn't
in the NFL
have to be too,
that's yeah, but that's nice my thing, point. Like, yeah. He give him a chance to learn from these guys, to develop his body a little bit more, to bulk up a bit and all that. And to your point, I think the future is super bright.
And we haven't
talked on his shoulders and all that too.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him yet in camp. Obviously, we've talked to him since he's been here. But that's the other exciting part about it too. Like, players, I forget who it was yesterday, compared him to Brandon Graham in the way that when he walks in the building, there's, you know, a smile on his face. Looks like he never had a bad day. So I just think there's a lot to be excited about with him. Ultimately, I think how much we like a player's personality is almost always dictated on how good they are. There's very few players that were like, wow, what a great leader and guy that aren't that good. So Nolan Smith will have to produce on the field. But yeah, I think to me, like, and it's funny, actually all the Georgia guys were probably the standouts on yesterday, but I think the main kind of on the field play that I took away was how good Nolan Smith looked.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the other Georgia guys stood out too, though? Like, talk about the other three or four or whatever.
Well, let me say this. As someone that has big cheeks, so, like, whenever I – like, when I can always tell when I'm putting on weight by how big my cheeks look. Jordan Davis, I can see it in his face. The dude has lost weight. He's lost weight. Like, I just, when you watch him walk around, you look at his face, not without his, and he looks slimmer too. You can kind of see it like in his upper body, but with the helmet on the field, he still looks like a huge human. Obviously he's not like, you know, 220 pounds now. Like, he's still the biggest guy out there besides Jordan Mailata, but you can see that he's slimmed down. And I think it has shown, and it showed in that first day of practice. There were not many times last year. I'm sure there's one or two I'm forgetting. But I feel like there weren't many times where we came on the pod and I was like, man, Jordan Davis had a great day of practice, or Jordan Davis really shined. I think in general, he didn't really pop last year outside of physically how big he was. There was a play I remember. It's 11 on 11s, first team versus first team. The ball is snapped. And the first thing I noticed, and which is telling, because normally I'm looking at the quarterback, the receivers, whatever. First thing I noticed was Jordan Davis getting up and just pushing back two offensive linemen into the pocket, just pushing them back. So we've had the Jordan Davis discussion a lot. And over the last few months, there's been no real content to kind of change the discussion. Like, we all know he has to rush the passer. Everyone agrees on it. Whether you're high on him, low on him, worried about him, think last year was injuries, like wherever you feel about him, all that matters is if he can rush the passer. And he did that yesterday. Didn't get a sack, but like, collapsing the pocket is what really matters if you're a defensive tackle. You want to get sacks, but if he can
push the pocket. Especially a nose tackle, particularly. 100%. Like, yeah.
And that's the other thing too, where when he was drafted, it was like, he had some saying, it was maybe like, you know, two on me, so the others eat, or two on me, so someone's free, something like that. Yesterday, he looked like someone that two players are going to have to potentially guard or block. So that was impressive. You know, it wasn't like throughout the whole practice, but that play caught my eye because they need pass rush from up front. Like, we don't know what Jalen Carter is going to be. Fletcher Cox is a year older. Milton Williams with more snaps, who knows? Marlon Tuipulotu is more of a run stopper. So if Jordan Davis can be just a B-plus B pass rusher, that will be really big. So that play really stood out to me yesterday.
Yeah, look, go out and get the best athletes in the country who play at the best program. You know, I know it's like simple and stuff, but we keep saying this, but like, these guys are uber athletes. Like, yeah. Again, I know I say it all the time. Jordan Davis, for his size, one of the best athletes we've ever seen for his size, you know, like, well, just pure athlete.
I always think about this. Someone asked me recently, like, would they redo the pick if they could? Like, if they could go back and draft somebody else. And I remember when we recorded the pod after they drafted, and maybe it was before, but it was around that time. And I wasn't as high on the pick and you were, but something you said always sticks with me, which is like, just take the biggest defensive lineman. Like, I think sometimes it's as simple as that. And if you look, there's really not many players around him that you would go, okay, I would definitely take that guy over Jordan Davis. I think we talk so much about different decisions the Eagles make on this pod, and ultimately how it plays out is a bit out of their control. But all that can make sense is a process behind the decision. And while I have definite concerns about if he could be more than a run-stopping nose tackle, which would make it a bit of a poor process, I think that if you're a team that consistently just drafts the best athlete in the draft at defensive line among those top 30 picks, you're going to hit. And so we'll see if it takes him a few years. We'll see if he does it this year. But it is encouraging just to see, like, he looks in great shape. He's a great personality guy. He talks all the time. He's a leader. And so to see him start to make plays, like, maybe he is just way more comfortable this year.